why are you so angry all the time, E? Like, smash, relax. You're not the incredible, hi, James from Ingvid. E's turning green, and I know the Avengers are all over the planet, so I'm sure you know Hulk smash. And the Incredible Hulk is powerful because he's angry. He's always angry. And the funny thing is, I find most people are angry about this, angry about that. So I want to help you today do a little better. Because when people are fighting, well, they're fighting because they care. If you didn't care, you wouldn't fight with anyone. And I have a two-part lesson. What I mean by two parts is, I'm going to start off by giving you some expressions so you can kind of get rid of the fighting. And then I'm going to give you some vocabulary you can use instead of saying, I'm angry, I'm angry, I'm so angry. There are other words that really let people know what you mean. And you can use some of these words in the phrases I'm going to teach you. And you'll notice that your interactions or the way you talk to each other will change. And you'll probably be a lot happier. I'm not like, E
smash, oh, angry, so angry.
All right, so let's go to the board. So what did I tell you here, okay? I want us to stop the fighting. And how are we going to do that? Well, the first thing we have to do is accept that arguments and fighting are a part of life. And as I said, it's because you care. You fight because something is important to you, or someone is fighting with you because something is important to them. And when you don't take the time to understand it's important to them, that's what makes the fight worse. Half of the times, things can be resolved or solved or fixed easily if you just go, hey, that bothers you? Got it. Once most people hear that, they're willing to talk to you. But if they don't think they're being heard, they smash. They hit hard. So let's go to the board. Okay, so I'm going to give you two types of phrases, okay? These will help you. One will help you let the other person know that you care and you're listening. The other one is so that you can express yourself, okay? Because it's important that you have a voice and you should be heard. And then in the second part, when we come back, we'll do words that aren't always about being angry, but show different states and emotions, and I'll explain them, and you can use them when you're ready. So let's go. Okay, these phrases, as it says, will help show that you care about the other person. And how do we show we care about the other person? Sometimes is to say, or to show that they're intelligent, right? So the first statement I use is this, you have a good point, or that's a good point. In saying that's a good point, I got to put a comma here, I forgot my comma. That's a good point. In saying that, you're admitting that what they're saying is valid. Valid means has some truth. You're not automatically agreeing with everything they say, and that's important. When people are arguing, you don't have to agree with everything, but you have to listen and see what they say, because sometimes what they say is good and can help both of you in your relationship. So simply just saying, you know, you have a good point. I should think about this, or that's a good point. Even if I don't agree with everything, I can still listen to you and hear that these are good points, or these make sense, all right? By using these phrases here, I just want to point out that it will help you because what you're saying really is, no matter what we fight about, at the end, you're still my good friend, you're still my girlfriend, boyfriend, husband, wife, lover, student, or teacher, okay? Not all together, by the way, but, you know, each one is a partnership where we can still be good or have a good relationship, even though we don't agree right now, okay? So that's the first one. Here's the second one. I can understand why you want X. Well, what I want is important to me. And the fact that you can understand it means at least you're listening to me or you think my views are important. So by saying that, you can say, I can understand you want X. Once again, you're not saying, I'm going to give it to you. But you know what? We've been dating, 15 years, living together. We have 5 kids, 2 kittens, a dog, and a pony. You want to get married. I can understand why you'd want to get married after all of this commitment. Doesn't mean I'm going to do it, but I can understand it because I thought about it. That will at least let the person think, okay, you can understand. They might want something, be prepared, but at least you're showing I listen to you and I get it. All right? And it's fair. You can understand that. Tell me more and how can I help you? This is very powerful, very, very powerful, but be careful when you use it. When you're telling someone, tell me more, you're saying, I respect you as a person, so I'm willing to listen to you. I know, I said scary words. Listen to you. My mouth will remain shut. That's right, shut it. And listen. And then when they're done, you can say, and how can I help? In my job, in my day job, when I teach, I also help with students and that. And I've used this, and I know it sounds crazy, but it works very well, because first, please don't be angry when I say this, anyone watching. Well, when somebody's angry, it's like a snake. A snake has venom, you know, the snake, and the snake bites. Now, the snake has to let that venom go, or it's not good for the snake. You know, it's just not good for the snake. So the snake bites you, you take the venom. Now, the snake lets the venom go, it feels better, it can go about its business. That's what this is about. Tell me more is someone's angry, they've got to let it out. By letting them let it out, it's like, think of a balloon. The balloon is big, about to pop, but as the air goes out, the balloon won't pop. And now the balloon can go back and forth, still be a balloon and not explode. That's good for the balloon, right? It's also good for you, because you let it out. Usually they let you know exactly what's going on, so you can think about it if your mouth is shut. And then you can say, and how can I help? Honestly, 50% of the time, once they let that out, they're like, I just needed to vent. Needed to vent is an English expression, means I was upset or angry. I had all this energy inside and I had to let it go. And now I let it go, I can do it myself. I can fix it myself. The other 50%, that's why I said it's dangerous. When you say, and how can I help? They might say, hey, this is what I want from you. And because you said, how can I help? You kind of have to do it. But remember what we said up here? Because you care about the argument or you care about the person, you probably want to help them because you actually do care about them. So keep that in mind, okay? And if once they vent, usually what they ask for isn't this big monstrous thing. Sometimes it's a little thing that you can help with. So be generous. Say, how can I help? It goes a long way, all right? Now these three things, as I said, will tell the other person that you care about them, especially this one. How can I help you? Because I care about you. And it'll change your relationship. It'll change the way you fight. You'll have more respect for each other. And you're learning my language, so I'm trying to teach you how we think. And these words are important to us. Now, there's two sides to every coin, and coin is money. And in this case, there are two sides to every argument, the people you're fighting with and you. If you don't express or let people know how you feel, things won't change for the better, or things won't be good. So in this case, I want to take the time to go through and give you some phrases that are useful to help you express yourself. Here's the funny thing. Remember before we have to put the other person high and lower yourself to make them feel better? And by the way, it's not a sign of weakness to go lower. It takes great strength to be able to sit down and let someone else talk. Okay? But in this case, when you want to really push your point, you have to do something a little different. Once again, you got to lower yourself, huh? Well, for some people, this is called lowering themselves. For me, it's actually being very strong. You got to tell the truth. And in order to do that, without being too strong and making the other person defensive, which means they want to fight with you instead of listen, we're going to take what I would say is a soft approach or a soft way of communicating. First one is this. Look, I know this might sound stupid, but what really is bothering me is this. So, you know, look, I know this might sound stupid, but what's really bothering me is, by saying look, that's a secret command, by the way, saying look, you're saying stop, pay attention. But then you're saying what really is bothering me. But this part here, it might sound stupid, is saying, I know to you, this may not be a big thing, and I know it's kind of, you know, that important. But because you're doing that, it kind of softens what you're about to say, because you're going to say, what is really bothering me? This does not make me happy. But I'm not saying, hey, stupid, you pissed me off. I'm saying, hey, I know, sorry, don't mean to bother you. And because that, most people will go, well, no, it's no bother. No, please speak. Because I've lowered myself and said, I know it doesn't seem important to you, but... And most people are generous enough that they'll go, okay, cool, gotcha. Well, why don't you talk? Cool, see? You secretly slide in. First you come in, smash! I'm kidding. But first you say, look, pay attention. Then you lower yourself. Then you introduce what you want to say. Cool. I know, sneaky.
Sorry.
Sneaky means not direct, but sometimes you do what you do to get the job done, right? Okay. Here's the second one. That, and I say X, whatever X is, it could be comment they said, thing they did, hurt my feelings because. Once again, you're saying I am hurt. You're not putting the blame on the other person. You'll notice if you listen carefully when I do these, I'm never saying it's all your fault. First one I'm saying, you might think this is stupid because it's something I'm thinking. Not you being stupid. Not your fault. This one, that thing hurt my feelings. Not you, right? That thing that you said. Not you, but the thing that you said hurt my feelings. And it hurt my feelings because. Then I tell you why it hurt my feelings. Because I'm not directly coming at you, the person can actually sit down and listen because they don't feel like they're being attacked. It's really important, right? Third one is this one. I'm scared and I don't really want to admit it, but I'm afraid you might feel, or I'm afraid. Admitting scared, it's natural for humans that if someone says, I'm scared or I'm afraid, you want to protect them. Because coming to you saying, look, I'm scared of this. I'm saying you're my protector. Can you help me? And for the average person, they'll go, you're scared. What are you scared of? And they want to play superhero. How can I help? So by saying that, and you're saying, I'm afraid, but I'm afraid, blah, blah, blah. What is making me afraid? It allows them to listen and then want to participate and help you. It's kind of like this one. Remember I said this might get you in trouble because they will ask for your help? Well, this gets them in trouble because if they're going to be your protector, they have to do something. Yeah, see? Yin and yang, a bit of balance on that, okay? So using these phrases will change your arguments because fighting is a part of life. You can't escape them. But what you can do is use the fight to make a better relationship. And by doing that, what we want to do is, first of all, let the other person know you care. It doesn't matter how this argument goes at the end. We're still going to be who we are, brother, sister, mother, father, husband, wife, teacher, student. Our relationship doesn't change because we have a disagreement. And I really want to listen to what's wrong so I can help, right? At the same time, sometimes you have to tell people this isn't working. But I want you to know I care about our relationship. It's not going to change. But this is what I need from you to make it work. Pretty cool, huh? And it's all words. And that's why you're here, to learn English and how we use it. Not just vocabulary, not just grammar, but how it works together to make us or make us able to communicate with each other. Now, we're going to come back in a second. And what are we going to do? Well, there's other words besides angry. I'm sure that's it's like delicious. There are other words besides delicious for food. There's other words besides angry for emotions. And we're going to look at that in our vocabulary. Are you ready? Let's go. Okay, so let's go into the vocabulary. We've got some useful statements that we learned earlier, and we'll do the vocabulary now. Anger is a natural way of being, but that's a general term because what it usually covers are other words that we're actually feeling. So I've got them listed here, because if your only word is angry, here are some useful words to express yourself other than angry. Or when you say angry, what do you really mean? How do you really feel inside? Angry is a heat, let's just say, that you want to do something. It's like an energy that you want to move and use, right? And you don't feel good. But see, when I say those things, it's like, what the hell does that mean? And that's when people feel angry. They're like, I'm so angry. And you're like, why? What? Here's what angry sometimes means. And if you actually think it through, I mean, it's an English lesson, but let's go a little further, okay? It'll help you become less angry as you can actually express what you really mean, okay? And you probably get more results this way. So, first, angry. I love this word, upset. Upset's a funny word. For men and women, it's a little different. So please listen carefully. Upset means you're not happy about something, okay? And you have this energy that you want to move and do something, fix something, change something. You want to do, that's what anger does. It makes you want to do something, yeah? Upset means you're not happy about it and want to do that. That's general for men. For women, upset is a little different, so guys, be careful. If a woman says she's upset, she's sad and angry at the same time. Ladies, you know what I mean. I know you're learning English, But you know when you're so angry, but you're sad that the bunny died in the movie and you're so upset you want to do something about it. It's dangerous for men because she might hit you. Yes, she's sad and crying, but she might hit you. So keep that in mind. So if a woman says she's really upset about something, go, okay, baby, what's wrong? And take a step back, just at a swinging distance, okay? Because she'll be crying at you and she'll have a knife. I'm so upset, baby. Step back and go, why? What's wrong, honey? How can I help? Tell me more, okay? There's a bit of a joke, but that is one of the differences between males and females on that particular word, in my opinion, okay? Men will be angry. Well, that means they want to change something. They're not happy about a situation. Women are sad and they still have that anger that they need to do something, usually at that moment. Is it good or bad? No, it just is. Disappointed. We're often disappointed and we think it's anger because we didn't get what we wanted or someone didn't do what we thought they should do. So I'm so angry you didn't bring that money like you were supposed to. And what I really mean is I'm so disappointed because I trusted you and I made plans based on my trust in you, right? That totally changes it because when you say disappointed to me, I'm like, oh, how can I make it up? When you say angry, I'm going to give you a reason why I'm angry too or as well, okay? So disappointed means I didn't get what I wanted. Maybe you wanted to go to a great university and you go, I'm so angry. Yale said no to me for the fifth time. Well, really, I'm disappointed I don't have the marks or there's not an opportunity for me to go to a school I really want to go to. So disappointed is not getting something you really want. Sometimes people say they're angry when they're really disappointed. Confused. I want to make a joke about stupid people here, but I won't. But sometimes people are angry because they're confused. They don't know what's going on. And remember I kept saying that anger is like this energy you want to use because you want to do something, right? Something's not working you want to do. Well, some people get confused. They don't know. So now I'm angry. It's like, why? Because I'm confused and I don't know what to do. So I got to be something. And it's easier to say I'm angry than confused because confused seems to me, well, speak to someone, they can help you and get rid of your confusion and you won't be angry, right? But sometimes people are confused, so they say angry. Perfect example, a family finds out one of their daughters or boys are gay or homosexual. They will say they're angry about the situation. Maybe they're confused that they don't know how it happened, blah, 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 all these other things, but it comes out as anger. And it's not necessarily that way, right? Everybody's different. I put scared, but I meant to write stressed. Why? A lot of people, they say they're stressed. They confuse being stressed with being angry, which means stress means you have a lot of things going on and you feel like, you know, you've got a lot of pressure on you because you're stressed, right? But usually it's scared. When I'm really stressed, it's scared. Ask a child something. Ask a child why about the first day of school. They won't say they're stressed, they say they're scared. And when you ask them why they're scared, they'll say, I'm scared the other children won't like me. I'm scared it'll be too difficult. If you ask an adult about the same thing, they'll say, I'm stressed about the first day of school. Why? Because there's just so much going on. And then you go, what are you stressed about? They can't really articulate. And articulate means to say or explain. But as soon as they change the word from stressed to scared, suddenly they can tell you, I'm scared of this, I'm scared of this. So if you can change that word from angry or stressed to scared, you might notice you're not as stressed and you're relaxed once you get it out, okay? Frustrated, angry, same, right? No, angry is that energy to move. Frustrated is you're not getting what you want. It's not the same as disappointed. Something's stopping you from getting what you want. If I were trying to leave this room and I can't get out of the room, I'm trying. I'm going to start getting frustrated. Now, some people might go, Hulk smash. I'm getting frustrated because I want to go and I can't go. And then I go frustrated. Okay, yeah, I'm frustrated because I can't get out when I want to get out. That doesn't mean I'm angry. Angry at what? What is this angry thing? Right? It means I'm trying and I'm not getting it. So I'm frustrated. It's stopping me. Anxious. Some people get angry about things because they're really anxious. They're worried. And it seems so scary and you're so weak to say you're worried, but there's nothing wrong with saying you're worried, right? You're afraid of it. But worry means to think about the future and not to have control. And you think about all the things that can happen in the future. And you're worried that a lot of them are bad and they can hurt you. And that leads to being anxious about what could happen next, what can happen in the future. Once you once you realize you're worried and you're anxious, you can let it go, because 99% of those things are never going to happen. So confusing anger, you're angry about this or the possible future, and anxious starts getting kind of crazy. Okay? And overwhelmed means you have too much happening, too much work, too much pressure, too much, it's way too much. You cannot deal with it, cannot handle, cannot do it. So you're overwhelmed. Some of you get overwhelmed when I speak because I speak so fast. You put it on and you need to walk away from the screen, right? You can't even turn it off. I'm overwhelmed by his voice. Too much, too much, too much. Now I'm giving you all these words because if you talk about being angry with someone or something, what happens is you don't communicate. Remember I talked about this energy you need to do something? You want to smash. You want to tell them. You want to force them. You want to change them. You want them to do something because of that. But once you can let it go and just realize, look, I'm sorry, I'm just a little scared right now because I'm anxious about what will happen on Monday. I'm worried about it. That energy is gone, and you can use it to actually make better communication. So yeah, it's a ESL lesson. I've given you some definitions for some words that will help you express yourself. But it's also kind of a human lesson, right? So let's go and see how well you have mastered your humanity or your anger, all right? Your inner Hulk, let's say. And let's start with the first quiz question. I'm something. I don't want to admit it, but I'm really afraid of. Please don't tell me you're confused, because what you're going to do, if you don't remember the answer, is rewind the video. Go back a minute or two, and you'll see the answer was already given to you. It's one of the statements I gave you just to help you remember. You ready? That's right. You're scared. Why? We just talked about being angry is one of the worst words you can use all the time. We want to improve your vocabulary. So we don't want to say, I'm angry. I don't want to admit it. It doesn't make any sense. You'd have to be angry about something. But I'm scared and I don't want to admit I'm afraid. These two words are synonyms. So it's saying, hey, look, I really am afraid and I'm saying it twice to you. So maybe you can listen to me because I'm afraid. Cool? All right. Let's do the next one. I feel something at work because I have so much to do and I have more and more work to do all the time. Well, if disappointed means you're not getting what you want, right? Then what I'm thinking of is overwhelmed, right? Overwhelmed. Think of a wave coming over you, crashing over you. You're overwhelmed. You have too much, right? So we're overwhelmed. You have a something point. If you've ever watched the X-Men, there's Wolverine, and Wolverine has like sharp claws. He could probably make a good point, but I want you to figure out which one's correct. Sharp or good? That's right. This one is from the first points I was saying to let someone know that you care. You want to tell them you have a good point. Remember, so I care about what we're talking about. I care about you and our relationship. And finally, I'm something because I didn't get into my favorite university. What do you think that would be? Well, I know you're thinking, and you're right. It could be you're angry. But once again, we were trying to improve our vocabulary. And if you notice here, I said, sometimes you go here, and we want to say this, because I said you're upset, meaning you're sad that something has happened. And I would be upset if I didn't get into my favorite university, right? So I think you would be too. Anyway, look, I hope you've enjoyed the lesson on how to, it's not argue fairly, but argue in a way that makes your relationships better. And trust me, you're going to need this, because as you get better at English, you're going to find that there are a lot of people who don't agree with everything you think. And vice versa. I mean, you won't agree with everything they think. And this is one of the best way to maintain your relationships. So where do I want you to go? Well, to www.ing as in English, vid as in video.com, where you can do the rest of the quizzes. And before I say we go, I would like you to make sure you hit subscribe, and it's somewhere around here. I never really know, but hit subscribe depending on where it is on your screen. And as always, thank you very much for watching, and I look forward to seeing you at our next video. Have a good one.